Joining me now on the phone from the Park City Education Foundation, Executive Director Abby McNulty. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie.
Let's start with the preschool update. This is an application program that's offered through Park City School District?
Yes. So Park City School District offers preschool for 3 and 4 year olds throughout the community. It's at each of our elementary schools, and the 4 year old, there is a full day option. This year, this is the reason why the Ed Foundation is talking about it, is because it's one of the core programs that we fund within Park City School District because of the incredible community benefit that early childhood education has to our community, including, you know, increased graduation rates, years of college completed, lifetime earned income, and as well, making sure that all kids enter kindergarten on the same level and ready to learn. The program's been in place, preschool, for 10 years, and we have been supporting preschool since day one at about $100,000 a year. So we really believe in early childhood education and the importance it has in our school system. This year, they have moved to a lottery system because there is increasing demand for a great quality, affordable preschool program. And the registration for the lottery is February 19th is the deadline. And there's tons of information available on the school district's website, pcschools.us.
So why can't the school district just accept anybody who wants to?
Yeah, that's a great question. Likely because of limitations with space. So there is a student-teacher ratio, and our buildings, our rooms are only so big, and so there's currently a space limitation.
Yeah. And you mentioned that preschool is critically important. How so?
Well, for all the things, you know, like lifetime, what it can do for a lifetime of students, this has been proven through research over many, many years, not in our community, but in communities throughout the United States. It increases high school graduation rates. It increases the number of years of college completed. It also increases lifetime earned income. We also see a huge difference for kids that go through preschool programs ready to learn in kindergarten. So from the very basics of standing in a line to sitting in a circle to working out, you know, challenges with peers, kids who have preschool come into kindergarten ready to learn. And so that's really important in our school district, making sure that all kids are coming in with a similar baseline.
Yeah. And you're still offering the teachers these emergency express grants, and you're saying that the preschool team is also applying for those?
Yeah, of course. So the preschool team has done an amazing job of accessing our emergency express grants since last March, which makes money available to implement programs quickly in a classroom. So when a teacher requests money from the Ed Foundation, we evaluate and award the grant within a 24-hour period. So that's our commitment to teachers, to help them do their job this year. And the preschool team, it's been so fun to see all the great grants that have come in. They've asked for supplies to transition the learning from inside the classroom to outside. So they all the preschool classrooms have these really great tables where kids can learn outside. Even in the snow, in the cold weather, they go out. They've asked for fun things to have a good time in the snow, like to encourage the kids to be more active and engaged in the outside environment during this unique year. So they have little snowshoes. They've got just super fun, creative, inventive ways to keep the classrooms super fun and interesting and safe.
Right. And the school district has certainly put an emphasis on universal preschool as part of its master plan. Does that master plan account for the demand on the system?
I would assume so, but I would definitely refer you to Park City School District administration for that question.
Okay. Let's see. The Running with Ed is happening virtually, or are we going to do this in person?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do it in person. So Running with Ed, as many people know, is a relay race that goes around Park City. It is a celebration of our schools and teachers and also a fundraiser for the Park City Education Foundation. Last year, we had to cancel because of COVID. This year, we are moving forward to have a race in person outside, and it is May 22nd. And we're super excited to be able to gather safely and appropriately and to celebrate the amazing education staff and parents and kids in our school community this year.
So are we at the point where that we can have more than 100 people together?
Well, what we plan to do, it's an outside activity, and it will be staggered starts throughout the race course. So we won't have more than 100 people together at any time. So we have shortened the course as well to make it more manageable and have made changes because of the current, COVID conditions. But we will stagger starts of teams throughout the course. So in the past, we started all at Basin Rec Fieldhouse and finished all at Basin Rec Fieldhouse. We will no longer do that this year. And that's just one thing that we are doing to make sure this event is safe.
And why the decision then to go forward with it? It was just something that, I guess, critical for the foundation to continue funding the programs that we've been talking about.
Yeah, there's definitely a piece of it. This is Running with Ed is a big piece of our annual fundraising budget. And yes, in order to continue funding all the programs that we support in Park City School District, we need to continue to push forward with our fundraising efforts on an annual basis. The other thing is, last spring when we canceled, it was really crushing for many in our school community because of that opportunity to gather and celebrate. It was clear we needed to cancel it last spring. But things have changed, and we do feel like that there is an opportunity to do this safely, and other races are happening, again, with this practice of a staggered start. So we feel really confident. Obviously, everyone will be required to wear face coverings and do the, social distancing, and we'll have all the procedures in place to make sure we can ensure participant safety.
Okay. How much has it raised in the past, and what are you hoping for this year?
Yeah, $250,000 is our goal, and that money is raised through registrations and donations and sponsorships. And so we're really hopeful that the community will come together one last time this year to make a gift in support of the Ed Foundation and the role we play in supporting our students, making sure that everyone has an exceptional educational experience. And we already have many sponsors in place, so I just wanted to say thank you to Vail Resorts Epic Promise, who is our presenting sponsor of this race.
Okay. Registration and donations, again, open March 1st at runningwithed.com. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Just thank you. Gratitude for everyone in this community, our education staff, our administrators, and parents and community members who have pulled together to really provide an amazing school year for everyone in this town. So thank you.
Okay. Abby, thank you for your time.